Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Scott and Paul's Rambling Podcast.
Hello everyone, I hope you had a great Christmas. Welcome to this special bonus episode of Scott and Paul's Rambling Podcast. You can consider this a late Christmas gift. We're bringing this episode comprised entirely of outtakes and unheard clips from the podcast. This is something we thought to do as a bit of fun, because that's what we like to do in the show. It's all about me and Paul having a laugh, and hopefully you guys find it funny as well. Now, a quick note, I couldn't go through all the episodes of the podcast because I just didn't have enough time to. So it probably could have been a bit longer, and I could have probably found a few more clips of it. I think I've done very well with the clips I have, and I think you'll be fairly entertained with what we've got. It's not just me and Paul that occasionally make the odd mistake. Some of our guests have actually messed up a wee bit, and thankfully given us their permission to use these following clips.
Absolutely. So this is Finlay Martin, and you're listening to Scott and Paul's Rambling Podcast. Is that what you want me to say?
If you're okay with that.
Absolutely, yeah. I'll do you a couple of versions of it, all right, with a pause in between. Is that all right?
Yeah, sure. In your own time. Right.
Was it Scott and Paul's, yeah?
Scott and Paul's Rambling Podcast.
Yeah, right. All right, okay. This is Scott and Paul's Rambling Podcast. Hang on a minute. Fucked that up, didn't I? Sorry about that. You'll probably be including this now. All right, I'll start again. Hello, my name's Finlay Martin, and you're listening to Scott and Paul's Rambling Podcast.
Fantastic.
I'll do you another.
Right.
Hello there. This is Finlay Martin from Inside the Ropes, and you're listening to Scott and Paul's Rambling Podcast.
Okay.
Is that right?
Yeah, that was really good. Thanks. Thanks very much for...
Scott and Paul's Rambling Podcast. Okay,
yes.
Cool. This is Ian Skinner, and you are listening to Scott and Paul's Rambling Podcast. Boy, you better clench your jaw.
Fantastic, man.
Like a plantation owner. Boy, you better clench your jaw. Ba-ga-ding, ding, 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 ding.
Yeah. Hopefully people don't read too much into it, but...
Killing Dane demo.
Yeah.
I was taking a training. And at the time, we had guys like Lewis Garvin, Robbie Sola, Glenn the Bar, Nicky Cross, and that all training at that point. At that time. So it's kind of like the folk that were huge training end up going on to bigger and better things. So when I walked in, I didn't really expect that. But now I feel like I made the right choice. Like some of the names he's gone out, especially guys like Joe, Mark,
yeah,
and Jackie. They all came from that place, so it's a good school to get some names in that area.
Do you want me to pause while you get your foods, or? Yeah. Do you want me to pause it? Yeah, sure. Before we go, could you get a quick sign back from you saying it's Kieran Kelly and you're listening to Scott and Paul's Rambling Podcast?
I said.
Yeah.
Scott and Paul's podcast.
Scott and Paul's Rambling Podcast.
Rambling Podcast, okay. Yeah.
If I bring the phone close to you.
This is Kieran Kelly, and you're listening to Scott and Paul's Rambling Podcast.
Cool, man.
Like a mad radio presenter. I've got that voice, I can make that living. Josh Berry, watch out.
Well, there's always got to have a backup.
The spot's open, come on.
Well, you always got to have a backup, don't you? Anyway, quickly, thank all of the guys we've interviewed this past year. Well, there haven't been that many interviews. We've still had a lot of fun doing them, and it's an experience every time we get to interview someone. So hopefully that's something we can do more of in 2019. Now, I hope you enjoy the following compilation of outtakes from me and Paul, which include us being drunk while trying to review Survivor Series 2002, a couple of clips from our anniversary episode with Craig, which I thought were a bit too random to include and say them especially for this episode, the Frasier review that never was, that we were so unprepared for that we had to come back and do a double review the following week, and some funny clips from when we were trying to do sound checks right before we record the actual episodes. Hope you enjoy.
Hello,
I'm wasted.
We both are. Hello, everyone, and welcome.
Are we podcasting now?
No, we are. We are sound testing now.
We should podcast now.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Scott and Paul's Rambling Book.
Hello.
You didn't even let me finish this thing.
I know.
Hello and welcome to Scott and Paul's Rambling Podcast, a Roscoe brand affiliated podcast.
Scott's drunk.
So is Paul.
No, I'm not.
I am not drunk. He might be. I've had a few drinks.
I believe in sobriety. I'm going to make a pipe.
I believe in sobriety while he's sitting there smoking a pipe. Yeah, it's true. We have been having a couple of drinks.
Oh, and reviewing.
We have been reviewing the show that yours. You know what we're reviewing because you've seen the thumbnail for this
Survivor
video.
Survivor Series.
You've seen the title of this video. It's not this video, this podcast. Mm. Survivor Series 2002. This
2002.
From Madison Square Garden.
How many years ago now, Scott? 16, you said, yes?
I believe 16 years ago.
Yeah.
Almost 16 years ago.
And my lighter's not working, people. This sucks.
And you can tell, maybe I've had a couple more nights than I think I have. But I'm stumbling over my words.
I see another lighter within the room, Scott. I think I'm going to go for it. It's a red one.
I'm probably going to stop.
Freaks, man.
Hello.
Oh, no. Aliens are coming. Aliens are coming. We'll run the fuck away, then.
What the hell are you watching, anyway?
Alien abduction.
Alright. We're already doing the sound check. They'll look fine. Hello. 789. Paul looks like a mime.
Noodles. See, I never do these the way you're supposed to do them. You know that way where you're supposed to put the powder in the water and make them really goopy and soupy, which I think is disgusting?
I'm not really a noodles guy anyway.
I'm a noodles guy purely through convenience.
So?
Okay, you ready?
Eat that.
Ah, there you go.
Ah. Oh, that is a sound check.
I was going to say, right before that sound...
I thought it was going to blow up.
Right before the sound of that that thing opening, that did not sound right there.
My whole light flashed before my eyes there when they went that. I didn't know what the fuck that was.
Could you please turn that off, please? We're bit...
Bacon, egg and cheese on toast?
Yeah, man.
We've got a song about Tuesday.
Tuesday?
Yeah.
The often forgotten day.
Yeah, listen.
I'm just leaving this recording here. This is going to be a great outtake.
I love that. And go that we're talking about, you know. That's funny as fuck, man.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Scott and Paul's Rambling Podcast.
First Hello.
1 year anniversary edition.
I can't believe it's been a year. That's amazing.
A whole year.
I know. Yeah.
Whole year.
365 days.
Yeah.
That's how a year works.
52 weeks.
Yeah, didn't you know that, Craig?
No.
God.
We're not starting out like that, are we?
This is a gentleman who decides, rather than come into a person's home to eat his lunch, he decides to sit in a fucking car.
I was hungry.
I don't know if we should start it like this.
we should.
Let's just keep going.
Can we start this again?
Okay, this will be on the outtakes.
Yes.
And then tell him he's a dick.
Anybody here like Queen?
Yeah.
No one wants to hear about Queen. Queen suck.
No, I don't think Queen suck.
Queen suck.
I fucking love Queen. I just seen the film the other day and it's awesome.
Do you know, without that extravagant light bulb in the front of the fucking stage, Queen would be nothing. Freddie Mercury was Queen. The rest of them were nothing.
Alright.
If we had a man with less personality fronting them, no one would even fucking remember who the fuck they were.
That's a discussion for another day. We're talking about this show. Why were you listening back to the first show?
I just wondered, because like you say, we're a year in now.
Not like that.
But, something quite weird happened the other day, Paul, on Twitter. Where I was, I live tweet like wrestling shows I'm watching live from the SB Rambling Twitter account, which you can follow us now at SB Rambling. But I sent out a tweet. I can't remember what the tweet was even about. But then I got a reply on the tweet, and do you know what the account was called? Scott and Paul Show. As in, there's another podcast with a Scott and a Paul. They talk about all sorts of things. They talk about, like, comics, music, I think wrestling a wee bit.
Believe it, horrors!
Yeah, they've
been... What the fuck? I'm not going, I'm just taking a piss.
I thought I was having a fucking heart attack there.
Did they appear before us? I think they were before us. Are they trying to...
No, they're not trying to. They're actually quite nice, if you let me.
Oh, okay, I'll shut up.
They continued a point. We're thinking, why wouldn't it be cool if we watch the show together while recording and give me your live thoughts? Yes, I'm giving you our live thoughts, and you can watch it, and you have the episode, you can watch along with us.
You're on the crane with Fraser Rare.
I need to go.
And sadly, Craig has to go.
Yeah,
because
I need to get ready for tonight.
What is your hoodie just a plain hoodie, Craig?
It's not even a hoodie, it's not a hood.
Well, is it a plain jumper
it's a
type?
It's a
is it a plain fleece?
Yeah.
So I'm going to...
It's dirty as fuck.
You have a Cookie Monster version of Lustreme.
Yes, with the Gingy from Shrek.
Yeah, that's very cool. I like it.
But yeah.
Do you have a cool t-shirt on?
Yeah.
What is your cool t-shirt?
I've got like a biker t-shirt on.
Oh, nifty. What the hell does it say?
Raid or die. Right, raid or die. I thought it was raid or die.
Cool. Says the man with a Ford Fiesta.
Fucking shut up.
Well, I'm
fucking dissing my Ford Fiesta, you cunt.
I'm sorry, Craig.
What I'm going to do...
That was a fucking good one, though.
What I'm going to do...
That was a good one.
I don't even know where I'm laughing at.
That was a good one. Like
he's fucking away now.
I'm good.
No, I'm proud of that.
What do you think is the most you've ever laughed on this show, do you think?
That?
No, there's been other times when you haven't been here and myself and Scott have broken. And we have laughed heartily.
I think like having a couple of things like talking about Fraser, or like the time we did the British Bulldog, the Ambassador.
Who's gonna win the Royal Rumble? That's right, the British Bulldog, because I'm bizarre.
I watched a comedian the other day called Bert Kreischer, and I swear to God, I don't think I've laughed so hard in my whole life. My insides were killing me because my back was like fucking. Like, my back's like that. It was actually going like that because it was so funny.
We're talking about being funny and giggling here. How much did you use to, like, Psycho Stick before we started the show?
I don't know what the fuck that is.
You remember the band I let you
hear?
Oh, the band.
Funny, man. I like that.
What I'm going
to
do is I'm
going to... Send me a link to that because I want to listen to more of that stuff.
Yeah.
What I'm going to do is I'm going to do a thing where I'm going to cut this bit out, but I'm going to introduce the fact that Craig has to go, and then I'm going to say, we're going to watch Fraser, and then in the edits where I usually put the wee jingle thing, like the intro to Fraser, and then it'll cut, and in the edit it'll go from that into where...
Cool.
So essentially that means when I say that, that means I'll pause it, which means you're able to go, and then we can set up to do the thing. Just so it's smoother in the edit.
Yeah, that's fine.
So
what? I'm okay. I don't like smelling booze.
That doesn't smell like booze, it smells like sweet syrup.
So, sadly, Craig has to leave, whereas
yes,
me...
I have to fuck off now.
But we do appreciate you coming on this show and celebrating the anniversary with us.
Yes, of course, Craig. If I was to fill this tankard and you were to swig it all in one go, then you can stay.
Probably, but I can't drive.
You wouldn't be able to stand, though.
I don't want to do that. I want to stand.
Craig's going to be off, and we're going to watch Fraser Crane's Day Off.
Yeah.
Yes. Goodbye, guys.
That is fucking disgusting.
Did that work?
Well,
you saved that for the blooper. Oh, you motherfucker! Save that for the blooper.
What the fuck did you do?
My adjustable ring just caught my skin.
Ugh.
Yeah. Oh, bitch.
Hey, you're all coffee. Oh, I just did a burp in the thing and then you hurt yourself. Karma, bitch.
Right, so I'm sober. I'm only on my first vodka over there.
Hello everyone, welcome to Scott and Paul's Rambling Podcast.
I did see something on YouTube, on Facebook that made me laugh earlier on. Because it offended people. You know, there was some comedian who had been on that America's Got Talent, right? And I've seen it and I went and, you know that little face thing you can put in your response to a thing? I put that little smiley face
thing.
What the fuck do you call this?
Emoji.
Yeah, that
fucking...
Yeah, no,
why can't they just call it a thing? You know? But anyway, it was this man, and he was being highly offensive to that angry black woman who does the model program.
No idea.
Oh, what's her... Tyra Banks.
Uh-huh.
Tyra Banks and all the panel on This America's Got Talent. You know, and he was saying terrible things about them.
Mm-hmm.
And all the snowflakey, whiny-faced, modern world, faggoty crowd was going boo and meh for when they pressed their button and all that shit, right? But, you know, the only one that was laughing, and he got the full brunt of the guy's horrible comedy as well, was Simon Cowell. You know?
Well, I think he's had quite a few years of people saying shit, but I think he's just like...
Nah, he took it on...
It's really water if it ducks back for him.
Say, it was the only time I've ever had respect for Simon Cowell, because unlike the other three,
mm-hmm.
or however many of the freaks it was that were going, oh, terrible, that's a nasty thing to say.
What did he say? What did he say?
Well, there was a Canadian judge on that, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, I would have come and seen you sooner, but I've never seen the appeal of someone who looks like a human big toe. You know. See, it's funny.
Okay.
You know? And what was it? Mel B, you know, Scary Spice. And he was like, yeah, the only thing scary about you is your solo career. And Heidi Klum, you have 4 children, but you have a face that looks like you haven't paid attention to any of them. So, yeah, you're doing the fucking thing that audience was doing. I was laughing, man. I was just like, ha ha.
Oh, I think it's funny, but also...
It's not. Take a fucking joke.
I said it was funny.
Yeah, but it's not offensive.
I didn't say it was offensive.
You thought it was, though. Yes, you did. You have that look.
I didn't.
Now you're defending yourself.
Don't put me in with that. They cunts. I can take a fucking joke.
Scott, I am only messing with you. I'm only messing with you.
I can recognise that joke is a bit rough.
Have some vodka.
I don't want your fucking vodka.
Relax, man. Only joking with you.
I can recognise when a joke is okay, harsh, but I can also laugh at it. Unlike these people who just see the negative in it and just...
And it is a good sign that you get so offended by the fact that you thought I was lumping you in with those fucking people. I would never...
As we've established earlier on when we were talking about laughing at funerals and laughing at a guy getting his knob chopped, we have a very dark sense of humour.
Don't believe what I would ever lump a friend in with those fucking people. I wouldn't do that to a friend.
Nice sound check.
Jingle bells. Christmas time.
Batman smells.
I have found a penny.
Oh, okay.
And 5p. And another penny. I have 7p.
Good for you.
I'll be keeping myself posted on that one.
Yeah.
God, I feel like hell.
Take a brief break for wrestling. Shall we move on? First episode of season 2 of Frasier.
Yeah. What one is it?
Slow Tango in Seattle, I think.
Oh, Slow Tango in...
South Seattle.
Slow Tango.
Yeah, Slow Tango.
What did you call it that? Yeah. I can't remember the name. He can't remember and I'm hungover.
I believe that's the name. Anyway, Slow Tango in South Seattle.
What, you believe that's the name? He can't remember and I'm hungover?
Shut up. Anyway, so it begins...
Look at my slippers.
3 guesses, Paul. Where does this episode begin?
In the booth.
Yay, spot on. Johnny, tell him what he's won. A hangover.
Yay!
You didn't have any of those.
Wonderful. Can't get enough hangovers.
Anyway, Dwee's giving some guy advice about when a child wants to crawl in bed with him and his wife.
Yeah, the guy's like, she wants a kid, but won't that make things awkward? Oh, once you have a child, sex won't be an issue.
Is that right, Ralph? But she's just like, she's just busy reading, like,
yeah.
And he goes to commercial and goes, well, how can you be reading? Something I picked up in elementary school.
It's kind of stuck.
And she's reading some romance novel called Slow Tango in Seattle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And
He's like, everybody's reading that book.
It's because of the possible put down. Here, read this first paragraph. I guarantee you'll be hooked.
Yeah.
There are tangos that move with... I can't remember what's...
Oh, where books that move you. Well, what is it?
The books that cause your lunge to move upwards.
Ever upwards.
This is one of those books. They've taken the best out of the thing that there are tangos that move with the move of a thousand ships or something like that. Like,
this is one of those ships.
These are one of those tangos.
Yeah.
He's just taking it like... And then he goes home.
We're doing so well with this review so far.
Yeah.
Sorry, people. Fair. Scott's fault.
I was a bit more prepared probably yesterday if you had been in.
I wasn't in. I'm sorry.
I thought I wouldn't bring that up, but yeah.
I'm sorry. Are you going to hold it against me forever?
Yes.
You cunt.
Never underestimate my ability to hold a grudge.
Scott doesn't hold grudges. He harbours them.
Mm-hmm. I forgive, but I do not forgive. How do I forgive?
Oh, go on, forgive. Don't be a prick. It was a slight little snafu.
So it cuts to the apartment. What happens at the apartment?
I don't know.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
I haven't watched that episode in a while.
It cuts to the apartment where Daphne's trying to get Martin to do his exercises.
Yeah.
And then he's trying to beat him. Right,
he's got Eddie kind of annoying her when she's trying to do exercises.
Like, if he doesn't stop it, he won't be able to do these exercises. Good boy. And then he hands him something. So obviously Eddie's coming expecting to be fed something because he knows.
Yeah, Martin's kind of got him trained to annoy Daphne.
Yeah. And then
we're so sorry for this review, people. We're so sorry. Scott will fix it next time. He won't make a mess of it next time.
How would you like that glass that you're holding to go over your head?
It probably wouldn't make any difference at the moment.
Oh, what a bit. Anyway, then that's when Niles comes in with a picture of him and Mars because he says he noticed that his dad didn't have one.
Yeah. Take your time.
This is a fucking shambles.
It is a shambles.
Oh, shit, we forgot to run the bus, though, for God's sake. Start as you mean to go on, eh?
We are so sorry. We are both at terrible fault here.
Yeah. This is a fucking premiere episode of season 2.
Yeah, premiere episode. I believe, and I don't know if Scott will agree with me in this one, I believe that we will nix this Fraser review at the moment and come back better prepared in the next episode to start this one.
I think we should go on and then see how it goes. And if it gets worse, then we'll just nix it.
Yeah. And
if so, we'll cut the whole Fraser bit out and save it for an outtake.
I am drawing a total fucking blank on this episode. I remember
did you
parts.
Not watch, did you not fucking watch it?
I didn't watch it.
Ah, oh, good lord.
I was drinking.
Did you watch Survivor Series 96 this week?
I don't need to. I know everything about Survivor Series 96.
Second, because we said I had to watch. I had to break that up into 3 days watching that because obviously I had other stuff going.
Yeah, I know everything about Survivor Series 96.
You know what? I say we nix this.
I say we nix this.
Do you want to cut this out and say we're gonna do the double visual review next week, but say that we're gonna save the bit we did so far
We're gonna save this conversation too
for the outtake. Yeah.
Okay.
And I'm gonna. All right.
The Fraser review is next in 3, 2, 1, done.
And bizarrely, even when we're preparing for an outtakes episode, we're still not immune from the occasional mess up. Here's my first attempt at doing this intro. Hello everyone, and welcome to this late bonus episode. Hello everyone, welcome to this special bonus episode of Scott and Paul's Rambling Podcast. Hope you had a great Christmas, and you can consider this a late Christmas gift from us to you, which is a special episode brought to that. And bizarrely, even when preparing for an outtakes episode, we're still not. And bizarrely, even when preparing for an outtakes episode, we're not. And weirdly, even when preparing for an outtakes episode, we're not immune for occasional slip up. Well, that's all the clips we have today. Ladies and gentlemen, hope you enjoyed the special episode, and me and Paul will be reconvening in the new year, and hope you'll stick with us in 2019 and beyond, and because we've got a lot of stuff coming up and a lot of good things planned to bring you some great content in 2019. Thanks very much for joining us. Goodbye.